Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. Injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Push that button. Put us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host, with the most, is Wayne Allyn Root. And Wayne will, in fact, be here in 60 minutes on Fridays. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast on all of these great radio stations across the entire country on this great network, the USA Radio Network. And the aforementioned Christopher is, in fact, down in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. Without him, it would be nothing but static. We are on the eve of the weekend prior to Election Day. I was thinking about this a lot yesterday, the differences between me and, let's say, some other candidate running for a political office, being some other progressive candidate running for a political office. I actually feel sorry for the ultra-progressive left, because I don't know how you sleep at night. Imagine living under the constant torment, ripping apart your soul itself. How hard that must be. Imagine if the most important thing in your life, the number one plank on your campaign platform, was the right to terminate pregnancies. Imagine what it would do to your soul. Every day, having to try to rationalize that. Now, listen to me very carefully. I know there are a lot of people out there listening. A lot of folks who are left of center. I'm not saying this sarcastically, nor am I saying this with malice either. It's not sarcastic. This is just me looking at you, trying to look through your eyes and to see how you must feel every day. Imagine how hard that is. Because we've had this conversation before. Right? An abortion, for most people, is an incredibly difficult decision. Gut-wrenching. Literally. I mean, there are some folks who use it as birth control, and I'm hoping that percentage is a lot lower than maybe many conservative folks would think. But imagine having to make that decision. Women have been blessed, although some may think it's a curse, but women have been blessed with that ability to give life. I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle that burden, that responsibility. No way. The average everyday woman is 10 times stronger than me. I could never do it. Never. But the cross that must be bared out by someone who decides to make that decision, I can only imagine it's got to create a lifetime of torment for them. Yet we have politicians who fight for that right with a smile on their face. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that fuels you is that right to kill the unborn child. It's got to weigh very heavy on your psyche. I mean, at least I get to get behind the microphone every day and
I get to champion law and order, reduction of crime, reduction of taxes, fiscally conservative, build up the military. I get to be on the right side of patriotism. I feel great when I fight for those things every single day. Imagine what somebody must feel like when the flag that they wave is a flag that stands for abortion. Now, I understand the women who are listening to me right now are going to say that, well, I fight for my right to make a choice. I get that. But still, when you peel away all the layers, the choice that you're making is a devastating one to you in the end. I can only imagine how hard that is. When I fight for something, my soul is liberated. My conscience is clear. Can't be the same for you. It's impossible. But I can't imagine that there has ever been a woman who has walked the face of this planet who has a genuine soul that feels good walking out of that doctor's office after it's done. I can't believe there's one person out there. There's got to be nightmares, got to be torment. This commentary is not drenched in sarcasm. It's not. This is straight for me, to everybody else out there. This is a very, very painful, hurtful, destructive decision. It has to be devastating to get up every day during the political season and make this the number one topic that you talk about every single day. Every radio show you go on, every television show you go on, every newspaper interview that's given to you. The number one thing you're fighting for is abortion. That's got to be hard after a while, doesn't it? Not to wear you out. I would think so. It would wear me out. Even if you believe it, like even if in deep down in your soul you believe that the woman has that right to make that choice as late into the pregnancy as you deem it fit or necessary during the course of a pregnancy, it's still something you got to live with forever and ever and ever and ever until the end of time. So despite doing something maybe in the moment that you feel is necessary, I think you look back on it for the rest of your life and have to question yourself and your motives as to why. Because I've always come down on the side that most abortions happen out of pure convenience. It's inconvenient for me to carry this baby the 9 months. It's inconvenient for it to happen to me at this point in time in my life, so we terminate. And that is a burden you have to carry with you until the day you die, and maybe beyond, if there is a God in heaven. And just to clarify, I want to make sure you all understand I'm shooting at you straight this afternoon/evening, wherever you're listening to me on the USA Radio Network, is I think it's morally wrong to terminate a pregnancy. I think it's morally wrong, and I think most people out there realize it's morally wrong, and it is rationalized, I think, by most people who have a good soul and a good heart. It's rationalized in a number of different ways. And it's also for intelligent people, people who understand that life, in particular, life that's viable outside the mother, to terminate that life prior to that viability makes it more palatable. And acceptable. Not only is it palatable to the person who's doing it, it's more palatable to society. But morally, it's got to be very difficult still to wrestle with that decision. Now, doing it after viability, for me, it's murder. I want to make sure you all understand that. I do feel the pain. I do. I feel as though there's such torment that happens for a lot of different women and families out there who have to go through this. And that decision to end the life or end a pregnancy, as I've clearly stated before here in this opening monologue, it can't be easy. And I refuse to believe that people out there think that it is easy. I refuse to think that women come to that conclusion haphazardly, as if they're ordering a coffee in the morning. I think that there are some who do it that way, yeah. I think that percentage is minuscule. So I'm not trying to minimize this whole thing. But I guess back to the politics of it, which is why I brought it up in the first place. To make this your sole reason for existing as a politician and banging that drum over and over again. And I got to think it weighs heavy on your soul and your heart and your mind when you lay your head on a pillow at night, try to go to sleep, that this is the reason why you exist as a politician. The reason why you exist is to almost glorify to a certain extent the whole process of an abortion. It's not something that should be celebrated, ever. All right, I know it's a little heavy for a Friday night, but that's how we begin here on the USA Radio Network. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I appreciate all of you for being out there listening. If you have a comment or you want to respond, you can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can throw a message up on my Facebook feed, which is Voice of Freedom, Lee Elsie. Would love to hear you and go a little back and forth with you on that site as well. We got to take a quick break. We do have a great hour in store for you. Wayne Allen Root will take over at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to be on the air with all of you on all of the great stations across the entire country right here on the USA Radio Network.
I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%. $70 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
It's getting better, it's a little better, all the time.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal.
We don't know what this COVID thing is, whether it's a virus, whether it's a serum sickness or it's some kind of radiation, but we know that it's a bioweapon. We know that it was deliberately done to terrify humanity, kill as many people as possible, and terrify us to taking an mRNA vaccine, which is gene-modifying. That is the bottom line of what humanity is dealing with right now. And if you go to Revelation 6 and start reading it, you realize that we're in the end times and the seals have been opened. The first seal is the conqueror. The conqueror was opened in 2020 where all nations have been conquered. This is not an American fight. It's a fight that all nations are fighting. They have this cabal that are installed as presidents, as health ministers in different nations. In fact, most of the presidents that resisted the vaccine and all the COVID nonsense, they killed them. They killed about five presidents died who resisted this, and they were replaced with somebody else that would follow all the WHO guidelines. Earlier this year, Biden signed us to WHO treaty, the pandemic treaty. That pandemic treaty says if there's a pandemic, WHO can take over our country and run it. They can bring peacekeepers from other countries, from the NATO and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that is being planned behind our backs. And that is why we need to pray very diligently. And that is why we need to make sure that this election, we pray and we go out and vote. And we call people and our families to go out and vote. Because even if some Republicans are rhinos, at the end of the day, I don't think they're that bad. Most Democrats are just plain out demonic. You know what I'm saying? So we need to do that right now and fight to every last bit, you know. But as you're fighting, remember, you don't want to get sick and you can't breathe. The other thing that they are really, really harassing us about right now, they are threatening everybody with nuclear war. I don't know what that is about. But we have get potassium iodide. I'm sure you guys grew up in a time when the Cold War was imminent. And in those days, you guys will probably remember about potassium iodide, right? Where you had to have iodine in your house in case we had a nuclear war. There was a time where people...
Yeah, I don't remember that, and we don't have any in our house. We have ivermectin and hydrochloroquine, but not.
We've been hearing about the iodine, but we didn't. Calcium iodine. That's a different kind of iodine, right?
Yes, it's an iodine that stops radiation. When you take potassium iodide, when you take potassium iodide, your thyroid uploads it, right? It uptakes the potassium iodide, so you will not uptake radiation. It kind of blocks your system from uptaking radiation, and you take it for 14 days and lasts in your system for 2 to 3 months. So we tell people right now, get potassium iodide. I don't know where you can buy it. I know it's cursed, but we finally found a company to produce it for us. So if you go on our website, it's called Covidine. Get it in your medicine cabinet. Also, we know about monkeypox, and we know that they might wake up. I do believe that they will weaponize monkeypox for contactless shopping, so that they can push their central bank digital currency. There was a plant called pitcher plant, like a pitcher of water. Pitcher plants that they used in them days when we had smallpox. So if you take pitcher plants, you can take it right now and it will help you with monkeypox. Pitcher plants is called Sarracenia purpura. If you go online and you Google pitcher plant and smallpox, you will see an article that was done under the INH that tells you the mechanism of pitcher plant and how it helps with smallpox. So I tell everybody, get pitcher plant or Sarracenia purpura in your medicine cabinet. We have it on our website. It's called Pox Defense. Go to Dr. Stella MD, get Pox Defense, use promo code BETTER. You know, if you don't want to get Pox Defense from our website, that's fine. Just find it wherever you can find it. So this thing is, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get potassium iodine in your medicine cabinet in case we get nuked. Get Pox Defense or pitcher plant in your medicine cabinet in case they weaponize pox. Make sure any medication that you're taking on a daily basis, stock it up. Go to doctors over and over, stock it up. My idea is, if you have to stay in your house for 6 months without coming outside, can you survive? Get water, get food, get grains, get rice. If there is no electricity, how are you going to survive? Get a lantern, get charcoal grills, get little small gas, this thing. Get as many, propane tanks, get a small gas cooker. These are things that are going to make you survive. Power banks, solar power banks, get all of those. What if we get into a nuclear war and there's ash in the air and the place is blocked and there's no sunlight and it's freezing? How are you going to survive? That is where you're thinking about having, make sure that you have sticks, you have a charcoal grill where you can actually just burn wood and give you heat. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's no electricity, how are we going to survive? I don't want people to be afraid to die. As a Christian, or if you're not a Christian, give your life to Christ. The Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So if you're not saved and you're not believing what we're saying, when all this craziness starts happening, just call Jesus, Jesus, save me.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is on the rise despite a better-than-expected October jobs report. The Labor Department says 261,000 jobs were added last month. However, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates the 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. As far as what's driving people to the polls, Roy Nielsen tells CBS News it's all about the economy for him.
The last 2 years have been a disaster in so many ways, and we know that. I mean, disaster from the economy, from my 401k.
Don't forget, daylight saving time comes to an end this weekend. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Capital's the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. Back here listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is Friday, November 4th. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Fridays, I normally get a chance to sit in and hang out with you for the first hour of the broadcast, navigating our way through a number of guests and all kinds of different topics. We can jump just quickly into power, not political power or business power, power. Power like electric power. Here in Connecticut, up and down the East Coast, Eversource, a big electric company, is talking about possibly a 40% increase in the cost of electricity. Now, if you're paying $300 a month for electricity, which a lot of people are, Connecticut happens to be one of the states with the highest delivery rate fees and costs for electricity in the entire country. Imagine it going up 40%. What are you supposed to do if the price of power goes up 40%? What do you do if you once were paying $300 a month and it was everything you could possibly muster to get that $300, and now all of a sudden it costs $450 or $500? And you couple that together with what you're paying for the price of a gallon of gas. It's outrageous. And yes, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I get it. I know Wayne has talked about it a number of times. I've been talking about this for months. But it's the direct result of policies put in place by this administration, eventually with the idea to strangle not only the oil companies, but to strangle you and the freedom that you have to travel from point A to point B, right? The ease of putting gasoline in your car will now be replaced by the excruciatingly difficult hurdle of charging up a car. Well, this is their hope, right? It's not going to work. Because Americans are never going to be satisfied with something that is subpar as far as performance goes. If there is something that is better than something else, Americans will always take the better road, right? So if I jump into my truck, turn the ignition and it starts off and I drive away because I have a gas-powered truck, I win, oil companies win, auto industry wins because I'm getting something that performs up to my standards. However, if I get an electric vehicle, and as we've found out now, there are brownouts or blackouts, I can't charge it up, or it only goes a certain amount of miles on a charge, etc., doesn't tow, whatever it is, now I'm dissatisfied. So, bottom line is, you can give me, as a consumer, you can give me eventually electric-powered vehicles. Okay. If 15 years down the road, electric-powered vehicles are as good and better for the environment, which is still an arguable case because most people don't realize this, but electric vehicles, those charging stations are fueled in, essentially by coal for the most part. But that's a whole different conversation. But if you give me a vehicle that is as good or better than a gas-powered vehicle, and it's electric, and it's cheaper. It's not going to be cheaper, but let's say, assuming that 15 years from now, it's cheaper or as expensive, I might buy one if I think I'm helping the environment, or I am helping the environment. I'm not an ogre when it comes to that, but you haven't done it yet. You haven't delivered a product that's as good as the one I have now. Why would I want to switch? Why would I want something that's subpar?
that performs at a less rate. It would be stupid of me to do that. Which is why you look at liberals sometimes and you say, what are you doing? You're driving around in a vehicle that costs more money. I know you get all kinds of tax credits for it, but you're driving around in a vehicle that's extremely expensive, over expensive. You get the tax credits, I get that, but it doesn't have the same kind of range. It's a pain in the rear end to charge up. It's a blank show, if you will. It doesn't have the same kind of performance capabilities as gas-powered vehicles, but you're trying to force folks into this because you have some warped idea that the oil companies and anyone who consumes oil is evil. Big mistake. The second thing I wanted to talk about here in this segment is, imagine you are a friend with somebody for a long, long time, and then they decide to run for office. And even though you are a friend of theirs for a long, long time, even had them on your show, and your show is actually one of the most watched shows in the history of daytime television, and you would turn your back on your longtime friend to endorse a man that arguably is questionable at best at his ability to serve because of his health issues. But if you're Oprah Winfrey and you decide to turn your back on Dr. Oz, who's been on your show a bajillion times, and side with a incredibly progressive person who you can make an argument is not fit to serve. What does that say about your loyalty? What does that say about your idea of what a friend is? Oprah Winfrey said on Thursday, it was yesterday, that she was endorsing Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman over Oz. While Winfrey is a Democrat herself, it's notable because Oz first came to prominence as a health expert on the Oprah Winfrey Show before he got his own talk show in 2009, so they go way, way, way back. So Oprah Winfrey decided to forego that friendship, and she decided to endorse Fetterman. Let me just say this one more time. I think I may have mentioned this last week. This is nothing against anybody who's had a stroke or anybody who's had any kind of medical emergency or has any physical disability. I'm not trying to preclude that person from serving in public office. I never would do that. However, in this case, and we can argue the point till the cows come home, but in this case, Fetterman is clearly inhibited by his ability to cognitively digest what is being said to him. Everything has to come over a teleprompter. And the United States Senate is built around people's ability to debate one another. That's what they do all day long. They sit in chambers, stand in chambers, and they talk to each other back and forth. How can you expect Fetterman to perform at a level that is acceptable for a United States senator if he can't do that? Now, I've had doctors on who are very concerned about his long-term health. They feel like he should be home recuperating after a very serious incident. Stroke was a very serious thing. And he should be spending the time recuperating instead of either out on the campaign trail or, God forbid, ends up winning the United States Senate seat. Because I personally, again, this is just my opinion, I just don't believe he can do the job. And by the way, as of right now, the latest polls are out. And for the first time since this whole thing has started, Oz actually has a slight lead. Now, you can't condemn some polls and then champion others. So polls are polls. We don't know who they sampled, what the numbers were, but in the end, I do believe Oz will figure out a way to win that. Some of the other national races or races that have become national, I do think Lee Zeldin will figure out a way to win that race in New York as well. So those are a couple of the high-profile races that I think the tide has turned. And you know, what do you think? Where you're living, wherever you may be, whatever radio station you're listening to me on, USA Radio Network across the country, I'm curious. I feel as though for the first time, today was actually the first day I felt this way since the beginning, is that I think the tide is really turning. I've been listening to Wayne talk about this, and he feels like a huge red wave is coming. Today's the first day, the real first day, that I think he may be right. I think that there may be something special about the 2022 election, because it's just impossible, I think, to believe any other way. Like, I don't really know why somebody would want to do the same old when the country is in such sour shape. Here in Connecticut, I spent an hour and a half today interviewing Bob Stefanowski, who's running for governor. And you just got the feel. He was down 15 points 2 weeks ago in these Quinnipiac polls. Believe him, don't believe him, however you want to quantify that. I don't really take much stock in those polls. I can't imagine he loses the race here in Connecticut. I can't imagine it. You know, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I can't remember a time when I have felt like the nation is just hurtling at light speed in the wrong direction. There have been times, you know, under the Obama administration, you thought maybe we were moving in the wrong direction. In some cases, under Clinton, certainly Bush the second made us feel sometimes like we were living in this globalist society. But this is different, man. This is a different attitude, a different feel. The country is just in chaos, and I firmly believe it's being done on purpose by the powers that be. So anyway, all right, my name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor and a pleasure getting the chance to hang out with you the first hour here on Friday. Wayne again will be here at the top of the hour. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back once again. You are listening on some of the great radio stations across the entire country right here on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus in the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The sponsor of this segment of the show, and it is MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store, and you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here in no time flat right after the top of the hour right here on the great USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and we haven't talked too much about Ukraine here, and I figured let me throw a couple of numbers at you, things you may not even be aware of. Now, we know we gave them $100 billion to fight the fight against Russia, but do you have any idea what kind of equipment we've given them? Well, details are still scant. So far, what we know, 146 howitzer artillery systems, 32,000-plus other anti-armored systems, 276 tactical vehicles to tow weapons, 200 M113 armored personnel carriers, 10,000-plus grenade launchers and small arms, 75,000 sets of body armor and helmets, 50-plus counter-artillery radars, 4 counter-mortar radars, laser-guided rocket systems, electronic jamming equipment. If you've been trying to buy ammunition and find the price through the roof where you can't find it at all, this is going to make you mad. 60 million rounds of small arms ammo, 2 Harpoon coastal defense systems, 8 National Advanced SAM systems, 1,500 TOW missiles, M18A1 Claymores, tactical secure communication systems, night vision devices, commercial satellite services, explosive gear, CBRN protective equipment, medical supplies, field equipment, spare parts, all of it being given in addition to the tremendous amount of money that we have given. We've also given away Switchblade UAV 700+. They're small tube launched and require little training.
The Switchblade loitering munition is essentially a suicide drone packed with explosives. We've given 34 HIMARS. We've given 8,500 plus Javelin systems, 20 helicopters, M-17, a bunch of Stinger missiles, Stinger systems, over 1,400. I think we've done our part. I think we've done more than our part to make sure our friends over in Ukraine at least have a swinging chance. My problem with all of this, and it's been this from the beginning, is we do this as a nation over and over and over again in different settings around the globe since I was a child. Before that, we give away weaponry and resources and treasure, in some cases troops, and we do it because we want to promote democracy around the world, and that's a good thing. Problem is, in this case, other cases as well, you can cite different times we've done similar things, is we have no oversight. Literally no oversight as far as where the money goes, where the equipment goes. We don't know. We don't know if they take some of this equipment and spin around and sell it. We don't know how much of the cash they siphon off the top before they give it to the appropriate folks to do whatever it is that they do with all of the cash that we give them. So I got a problem with that. I've got a real problem with that. If you're taking my taxpayer dollars and you're giving it to the Ukraine quote-unquote army, then I want to know exactly where that money is going. There needs to be some kind of accountability. How can we continue to dig into the pockets of American people and not know where the money is going, not being sure that there's not some skim, huge skim? I mean, we don't know. This has been one of the most corrupt nations on the planet for decades. And we're supposed to just hand over all of our money to them because they're in the fight for their life? Yeah, okay, I get it. Russia's the aggressor here. It's a win-win if we're able to knock them to their knees at the same time assisting a nation that seems like it's ready for a pure democracy or a truer sense of democracy. But I don't know where all the money's going. And I'm not sure of the final landing place for a lot of the equipment that we send over there. And I'm always fearful future generations will wind up battling the resources that we so easily handed over to what we would consider friends now that later on become enemies. And when we can cite times in history where this has happened over and over and over and over and over again. Right, you can talk about Russia and Afghanistan and the Taliban, and we armed them again in their fight against Russia over, what, 30 years ago. So I don't have a lot of faith. I certainly don't have any faith in this administration. In fact, I think the way you tell whether or not this administration is lying is if their lips are moving. It's really that simple. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, next time we talk, next Friday, there'll be a whole new landscape in the world of political theater. Hopefully, we'll have an advantage in the Senate. We'll see how much we get in the House. And again, in your local election, I hope it works out in your favor wherever you might be. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. I always thank you for hanging out with me for the entire first hour, warming you up on this Friday. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bible.